This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all of your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time to answer all of your gardening questions, so feel free to give us that call. And like I said, we'll do everything we can to help you out on this. It's a very cool morning. It's 50 degrees here right now. Going to warm up today, but, you know, these cooler nights are definitely, I enjoy them. I welcome them. It's a little easier than having that 90 degrees that we had most of the July and August. But this means cooler temperatures mean our plants, our lawns, etc., are going to be able to focus on their root system and get ready to be growing and go deeper into the system. So definitely good growing weather. There's many different slogans out there, but there's one that really does mean a lot, which is fall is for planting. It really is. Allows plants to focus on their root system, the development for future. So it's definitely a good time to be planting, getting out there, getting the lawn reseeded or redone. I know a lot of people are out there getting stuff for the fall. A lot of new stuff coming into garden centers. But a lot of lawns being redone. You got to spend a lot of time at home this year. So you notice that, where sunlight is, where sunlight isn't, for lawn issues. So you'll be able to work on those a bit. I'd be able to just see a deeper meaning of where everything goes around the house. So you probably have a better handle on it. You notice there's probably some things you just couldn't take care of this year. You know, the lawn was a hard one to do with the drought that we had. We're still in. So that's some things you'll be taking care of this year because it's the perfect time to be doing the lawn renovation. We're still... when we're putting in new plants and even existing plants, we're still watering. That's something we can discuss. As the weeks go on, we're going to still water our plants until the ground really freezes, until you can't water any longer. We get a lot of questions about watering your plants and when do you stop? When do you stop watering a new plant? Well, it's once the ground freezes. There's a lot of different things here that's pretty much going to be the answer of when you stop, if you will. So that's part of it. But anything that is new that you've been planting, you definitely just continue to water. We've had a lot of issues, obviously, with plants this year with the drought. And so some of these plants, you're starting to see even more of the stress that they have had hit right at this point. I bet if you go out and look around in your travels, you're going to notice some trees, some oaks and maples starting to turn color. You know, already starting to see red on some of the maples. Starting to see yellows. You know, and you're saying, oh, you know, it's fall, it's fine. Well, it's only the 13th of September. We should be seeing them all fade kind of all at the same time, right? I notice that where I work in Winchester, there's a couple trees off in the distance that are starting to hit that red color. It means they're just super stressed from the drought, and they're just trying to get through it. So you might be seeing some of those things at your home. You might start seeing some evergreens start to shed a little bit earlier than normal. Our evergreens, you know, they do that fall shed. So some of your evergreens might be doing that. You might start noticing on some of the evergreens the tips are starting to turn yellow a little bit. You know, that's going to be a sign of drought again. So, you know, we've talked about how to water multiple times, but we'll go over it a little bit again. You know, the best way that I know to water on any of your shrubs or trees out there is to be leaving the hose on a trickle right by the base of the tree and allowing that water just to sit there maybe 20 minutes, half hour. You know, the bigger the plant, a little bit longer. We like to slowly have the water seep in so that the roots will actually be able to grab it, move to it, and go deeper into the soil. You know, I always use the analogy of just thinking, you know, look at when a hanging basket is completely dry. It's hanging up and you water it. Where does the water go? It just goes right through, right? Just falls right through and it's not really watering the plant. Well, when something is dry like that, that's what's going to happen. So a lot of our plants are dry at this point. So if we slowly allow the water to seep in, it's not going to just go right through. So that's why we like to do the trickle effect to allow the water to seep into the root system and go deeper. The deeper the root system can go, the more drought resistant that plant will be. So that is one of the reasons we suggest that. It's definitely... it's going to be a little bit more time-consuming, right? Because we'll go out there when we're watering. We'll sit there on each plant for a minute or two and then just move to the next. Well, with a major drought, with the ground hard like this, the water kind of just flows away. So that's why we try to do this with the trickle effect. So just something to be thinking about. And this would be something even in non-drought conditions. This would be the best way to do it. And the deeper you get that root, the less water you're going to have to do long term. So definitely something to be thinking about when you're working with, you know, your plants and watering so you can have a better, longer term effect. So I mentioned briefly a little bit about what I was calling fall shedding on evergreens. Just for you out there that have any evergreens, you're going to start to notice, you know, in the next couple weeks that some of your evergreens are going to start to yellow, turn yellow from the inside and start to drop needles. It's a normal effect on a lot of your evergreens. From the inside, if they are starting to drop like that, that is actually normal and a good thing. You want that to happen. Whereas if the yellowing is from the outside, we're probably dealing with a drought issue or something along those lines. So something really to be thinking about, because I know that a lot of you with your evergreens are going to start to notice that coming up soon. You know, maybe it's the arborvitaes that you have. You have a nice arborvitae hedge blocking you from your next door neighbor. You start to see some yellow on the inside, which is normal. It's just getting rid of some of the older branching. to start new and get thicker and stronger for you. So definitely something to be, you know, looking at, thinking about, that it is something completely normal, so you don't kind of get worried that your evergreen that you planted is dying. So there's not much you can really do about it. It is a natural occurrence, and it's a good thing for your plant because that means it is growing and it is adapting to its situation. So definitely something to actually be a little bit happy about, because it just shows your plant is thriving in the spot. So if you have any questions for us, you can give me a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's definitely one of those mornings where since it's so cool out, you just don't want to get out of bed, so I can understand it. But it's going to be a nice, cool day to be out in the garden getting some things done before the week starts, because it's just going to be beautiful out there, allowing you to get some of that garden done and keep going. You know, we're still in the growing season technically, so you're still going to have some vegetables and whatnot growing, but they might slow down a little bit just based on the temperature changes. So we can talk about a few things there. You know, the sky's the limit really with the garden. We can talk about it as much as or as little as you want. We're going to head to a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're getting into that time period where we should be applying our winterizer for your lawn, but at the same time be thinking about doing another application in about 6 weeks. We definitely want to be fertilizing our lawn until as far as we can go to get our lawn completely growing, and so it will be successful for next season as well, because what we do now is definitely going to be helping for next season in the lawn. So definitely something to be focusing on. Something that we can be working on going forward is making sure you fertilize in the fall. I know a lot of times when it comes to fertilizing the lawn, a lot of people will do that step one and step two and then kind of let it be from there. Well, just, one of the applications that I find is the most important is the one in the fall to get your plants, your lawn through the winter a little easier. So definitely something to be thinking about. So if you normally just kind of do step one and two, this is a very important one. This would be your step four at this point, but you're going to do, you can use the same application, that same winterizer, in about 6 weeks again. Because at that point, the ground shouldn't be frozen. Shouldn't be, I say, because, well, you never know. 2020 has been a year. But you should be able to put a fifth application down. That fifth application is so important for the root system. It just stores it into the root system so it can develop over the winter and be ready for you in the spring. What it does is it gets you, it fills the gap to the next season. So instead of just doing a couple applications. It just continues it so the lawn is constantly being fed and taken care of. So it's definitely something to be looking at. Again, it's, you know, a fifth application. Natural Alternative actually does five applications for their lawn fertilizer. You know, they have their early spring, their late spring, summer, fall, and winter. So you're actually putting down a fall fertilizer now, and then in about 6 weeks putting down that winter fertilizer. So I really like that aspect of having the five-step, the five applications, to continue the growth of the lawn. A lot of people don't think about that. They kind of just say, all right, the lawn went, you know, it's gone to bed, it's done, don't need to do anything after I put this application down. But that is far from the truth. There are a number of experts out there that will talk about it. Even Ashton Ritchie, who did actually work for the longest time with Scott's company. So that Scott's company that, you know, we grew up with, that basically said, you know, four applications need to get done all the time to have this beautiful Scott's lawn. Well, Ashton Ritchie was actually saying, you know what, we should do five. Five will actually continue to that growth, because that four stops you at the beginning of September usually. And in a lot of these areas, the grass is still growing. So that fifth application is very important. So you might be going to the garden center right now to get your step four, or your application four, or your phase four. But you're really going to want that phase five, that application five, because it's very important to do. I can't stress that enough for your lawn. It is just so important to really help grow going forward. And you've spent a lot of time at home. We're going to be spending a lot more time at home going forward. A lot of companies are at least home until March, April of next year. So next spring, you're going to want to be successful with this. And this is definitely something that's going to help you with that lawn going forward. So definitely look into, you know, a fall fertilizer and then a winter fertilizer in 6 weeks. We're going to go to a break here, but you can give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to go to that break. When we get back, we'll give more information on what to do with the garden and help you out. Be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has issued a new order allowing more ethanol in gasoline. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst releasing a phone call in which the president made the announcement.
I'm just putting out an order that our important ethanol industry will be allowed to use the 10% pumps for the 15% blend.
Ethanol largely made from corn, the order allows states, if they choose to, replace gas with 10% ethanol content with so-called E15. It will benefit ethanol-producing states like Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois. Peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders getting underway yesterday in Qatar, a day after the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that triggered U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. Many are pushing for the two sides to call for an immediate ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says two deputies are fighting for their lives after being shot multiple times in Compton last night. The sheriff there is saying the male deputy and female deputy were ambushed as they sat in a patrol vehicle. They're in critical condition. The department also tweeting a video of the incident. The suspect's still at large. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the two deputies had only been on the job for a little over a year.
These are real people doing a tough job, and it just shows just the dangers of the job in the blink of an eye.
As search teams go through homes destroyed by massive wildfires in California and Oregon, officials in both states are bracing for a massive amount of lives lost because of the fires. One of those fires near Sacramento is blamed for 10 deaths already. Tropical Storm Sally expected to hit the Gulf Coast by either late tomorrow or early Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for the next, 3.5 hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Like I said, it's a bit cool this morning, so it's not that easy to wake up and even think about the garden, right? I woke up this morning, I was like, well, it's a bit chilly. I don't know if I can do this today. Might just want to crawl back into bed, but then, you know, responsibility comes along and, you know, kind of hits you over the head and kind of says, all right, let's get going. You know, with that, kind of just think about, you know, what can we do outside? What can we keep going with in the garden? Because it's still plenty of time, right? Still plenty of time in the season to be growing and getting things done. You know, you might have some plants that are still growing out there, some veggies. I'm wondering, you know, what can I do with them? You know, definitely. A lot of these veggies are still going to be growing at this point, just a little bit slower. You know, don't let all the tomatoes just sit on the vine at the end of the season. You can bring those in, ripen them yourself, get some different, there are some different green tomato type recipes out there that you can find, a bunch on our website. But definitely, you know, a bunch of different things out there. You know, I'm sure your garden has been plentiful this year with the different veggies in there. So, you know, we're getting to the time with some of those tomatoes. You can start canning them, making some different sauces, or I know some of you out there call them gravy. So getting a few of those taken care of this season. I know with getting large amounts of tomatoes, you can make that sauce for you for the season, for the winter. So definitely lots of use to a lot of the vegetables that are left out there that you've been continuing to grow. We're starting to think about, you know, different things to bring inside for the winter, getting things ready for winter. You know, we're some of those houseplants that you've gotten outside for the spring months, right? Spring, summer, and parts of fall. You know, we want to get them inside in the next, maybe month or so. But getting them ready to bring in is definitely something to be thinking about, because we're going to want to repot some of them. We're going to want to try and get as many of the insects that might be out there in. We don't want them coming indoors, so get rid of them. So what can we be doing to do that? You know, there are some different insecticides that you can be using, some sprays and some granule. A lot of your houseplants bringing indoors are going to have what we call like fungus gnats coming into through the soil. So that's something to be thinking about. There's some products out there to be using. Bonite has a systemic houseplant that you can use. You can also use mosquito bits. These mosquito bits that we talked about multiple times during this season, you know, not just for the mosquitoes that are out in the yard in the area, but it's also can be used for different fungus gnats that are growing in the soil of your plants. So something to be looking at. These fungus gnats kind of look like mini fruit flies. So if you were to shake your house plant before you kind of bring it in and you see all these little bugs flying around, most likely it's a fungus gnat, unless there's white fly, that type of thing. But if you're seeing them come from the soil, that's where they're coming from. So there's a couple things to be thinking about as you bring your plants inside in the next couple weeks. You know, that's definitely something I'd be looking at is, you know, those houseplants you're bringing in, repotting, getting some new soil mixed into the container, getting the mosquito bits or the systemic houseplant insecticide into the soil to help with any issues that could be going forward. Because one of the most common indoor plants on houseplants is that fungus gnat, and it's soil-borne. It's going to be in the soil, so that's why I like to mix them into the soil when you're repotting. You'll be able to do it almost every, 6 weeks is what they use the product with. So you can buy a small bottle and have it for a few houseplants going forward. It's not just a one-and-done type thing, right? We're looking for something that's going to be a few applications so you can use it multiple times. So, again, this is a systemic houseplant insect control, a granular form that you mix into the soil to get rid of any soil-borne type insects. Now, we're also getting to that point where we're thinking about, you know, our perennials. What's going to happen to them for the winter? What should we do? Should we be, do we cut them back to get them overwintered? Well, not yet. We're not there yet, but cutting them back, is something that we like to wait until at least our first frost is kind of hit, so that the plant can know that it's the end of the season. It knows it's done, right? It knows it's ready. We don't want to take any, blooms or any of the good look that these plants add to our garden away for the season. So we're not there yet, right? We're probably a month and a half, maybe a little bit more away. It just really depends on when the weather decides it wants to cool off completely. And so you never know with what's going on. We've kind of gotten to that point where, you know, with everything that happens, you kind of say, well, it's 2020, what are you going to do? It's just what's happening out there. So we're probably about a month and a half away from wanting to start get rid of some of the perennials, and by get rid of some of the foliage so that they can overwinter, get down into the soil for you, getting them covered. We're not going to look to cover anything for a while now. We want the ground to be frozen. before we do a lot of the covering of any of the plants that we've done in the past. We like to make sure that the ground is frozen so those mice and rodents are away in their homes for winter so that they're not, looking for that home. You build a nice little home for them with salt marsh hay or mulch or whatnot, and then the mice live right in that area. You don't want that to happen, obviously. So those are some things to be thinking about. We're probably about, I really hope it's about 3 months away from the ground freezing. We've had that in the past here. but that's what we'd be looking to in the future, is when the ground freezes, that's when we would be covering some of our perennials, some of our roses, those types of things. So we still got plenty of time. We have plenty of time to get the product from the garden centers. You know, look for that salt marsh hay from the garden centers or some of the different mulches to help your plants, your perennials, your roses, etc., stay through the winter. But again, we have plenty of time to be worrying about that and thinking about it. Just keep that on your mind. Think about the next season so we can kind of get ahead of it. Because just knowing from what I've seen in the garden center this season, a lot of products are selling out quickly and not being accessible for you to help you. So just think the future. That's what we want to do. Now, we do have a phone call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Daryl in Pittsburgh, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time to beat the camel there and get ready for the fall soil testing.
Yep.
This is the time of the year that it takes 3 weeks to get your test back. Because they're busy. You wouldn't think they would be, but they are. And so the sooner you get it in there, the sooner you can start amending your soil. And it's also time to start saving your coffee grounds. And we call them corn screenings, but they're it's just cornmeal, coarse cornmeal. And we're going to spread that all over the garden and throw a tarp down and cover it up with mulch. Give the night crawlers and the other in-soil denizens something to do during the winter. But you want to get after that soil test. Because it's going to take them longer and longer and longer to do them. And it's just when you amend the soil so that in the spring, when all the snow melts, you go, wow, what a beautiful garden. Where did that come from?
Exactly. It's a perfect time to be doing this. And, We always kind of say, all right, spring, that's when we're going to do it. It's because we're going to get ready. But, like I was discussing earlier, this is the perfect time of the season to be doing that next thing. That fall fertilizer that we're doing right now, and then doing that next application in a few weeks here will allow your lawn and garden to be more successful next year. So doing things like this is definitely going to help you get ahead. And knowing what you can do, there's still time to put those soil amendments in the ground. For six weeks from now, even. So it's definitely a really good time to be doing that soil test at this point, because it's only going to help you out going forward.
Right. Yeah. People, you're very lenient on your sampling, in which you let them get away with just five samples, which is very nice of you.
Yeah, man,
I'm out there with 9 or 10 all over the garden. And so if you get five samples, get them in, get them shipped into the lab, and see what you can do.
Yeah, it's definitely worth trying to get as much as you can. And I've been telling a lot of people about the trick that you talked about with that, you know, fill in a 5-gallon bucket and letting it sit for 24 hours. At this point, right, the soil is so dry, you might not have to wait as long.
You may not need it, no. But don't mail them, don't mail them water to the lab.
Yeah, definitely, and it's gonna help get a more successful soil sample. You're getting what's actually there.
Well, if you've seen them do a soil sample, it's just the type of thing you'd be very thankful you're not soil. They're brutal.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that they are, you know. We want to get all that information.
And that's the whole point. And once you get all your minerals balanced out, that's when you notice that your pH is exactly where it should be, and you didn't do anything intentional to cause it, so. All right. Have a great day.
All right, Daryl. Have a great one.
Bye.
We'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break there, Daryl brought up a great point of getting the soil samples done now. For what you can be doing this year, we still have plenty of time. So it's, you know, what you can do this year is all about what you can do for next year to help your lawn and garden. So definitely something to be thinking about at this time of the season. We do have a another call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Heidi is in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Heidi, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I had two questions.
Sure.
One is, I have a Crimson Queen Japanese maple.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be growing not more than 6 feet. I bought it when it was about 3, and it is about 2.5 now. So it's shrinking. And that drooping part that I really like, the cascades, are gone. They just seem to dry up every year a little more. It's about 5 years old now. What do I do wrong? What should I be doing that would enhance it a little bit and make it grow?
Okay. So there's a couple things, you know, continuing to water, even though it's been there a few seasons, is definitely going to help it with the deep soakings, where you water with a trickle effect will definitely help. This time of the year, also, by fertilizing a little bit, you can use like a tree tone fertilizer.
Yeah, I have that. I haven't done it, but I would use it. Yeah.
I would use that tree tone fertilizer at half the rate that is on the package for this at this time of year. The other thing I'd be looking to do would be use something along the lines of the from Natural Alternative, We're looking at some of their products to help enhance, which would be like the protolyzer. Protolyzer actually works with your fertilizers. So it's kind of vitamins for the fertilizer that you're looking for. It's going to add to the soil, allowing the roots to grow thicker, stronger, but it's also going to allow the plant to be able to absorb the fertilizers a little bit easier, the water a little bit easier. Takes trapped nutrients out of the soil and puts them towards the plants. So I think by using that a few times for the rest of the season is definitely going to help.
Okay.
And then
okay.
In the spring, using that tree tone again and then using the protolyzer a few times in the spring to really, it's just going to rejuvenate the root system and help it be able to absorb what you're looking for, grow a stronger plant.
Okay. Could it be that I had planted it too deep? Would that have that effect?
Well, that could be part of it. The best way to check is go right to the center where the trunk is and kind of pull the soil away from the trunk and see how far down the root flare is. So the root flare is kind of where it kind of, you know, goes out at a, like, rounded out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if that's too far down in the soil, that could be part of it. We want that root flare to be exposed because that's kind of its air, that breathing,
okay.
Right?
All right. So. I did undo it a little bit because not that I planted it too deep, but over the years I live in a condo and they put a lot of mulch down and it became deeper, you know, obviously.
Yeah, that could be.
So I have been scratching that away to get closer to the root system. And in the winter, would I have to cover that at all?
No.
I haven't done that.
No, you wouldn't have to. It's one that can be exposed to the elements and be fine.
Okay.
I definitely think you'd be fine with leaving it out. A lot of them are exposed anyways as they get older.
Okay.
You know, some of those, you know, some of the big Japanese maples aren't getting covered, and they're
right.
Making it through the winter.
Right. Okay, then I had another question. I have a dwarf mucopine, but it's just getting a bit too wide. And I was reading that I have to cut the candles if I don't want it to grow, and I have done that two seasons. But the width itself, can I just cut a branch shorter?
You can. You can definitely shrink it in a little bit without a problem. To kind of slow the growth, if that's what you're looking to do. I'm hitting a break here, so if you want, you can hang tight, or we'll...
I'm good. I just wanted
you.
To know if I could shorten.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.